We got a couple phone calls. We've got Keith in Tempe, 2007 Toyota Camry. Keith, how can we help you today?
Yeah, my car's got about 111,000 miles on it, and one of the national chains, they gave me a list of to-dos, and I picked off a lot of those. Now I'm wondering which is the most important, because they start to get more expensive. For example...
Okay, hang tight real quick. Real quick, it's a V6 or a four-cylinder Camry?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. So sounds good.
I don't know
good.
The answer to that.
Okay, no problem. So what's on the list, including the stuff that you did, including the stuff that you're questioning doing?
Okay, I replaced air filters, cabin filters, replaced power steering flush, premium cooling system flush, etc. So now down to things like premium transmission flush, a fuel system service, remove and replace spark plugs. Those three things, and I don't know what to do in what order, they're recommending the fuel system and the spark plugs as top priority. The other most expensive thing, which I'm not considering right today, is remove and replace the oil pan or gasket. So I guess of the three things that are reasonably priced, which do I do first?
Well, I don't know. You did the cabin air filter, the engine air filter. You said you did the power steering system flush and the cooling flush, right?
Yes.
And then what was the third one? A premium flush of what?
Okay, premium transmission flush.
Okay. So whenever I hear big chain store, these are kind of the list that you see because this is what they do.
Right.
and I don't want to sound too bad or cynical, but sometimes I am. They can't fix cars. They can't not fix cars. And you're wondering, well, what do you mean? Well, they know how to do all the services. All this work is what we call the gravy. It's very easy to do. And your car has 111,000 miles on it. So before anybody can make these recommendations, of course, I can't make them because I haven't seen the car. But this sounds to me like someone went in for an oil service and they just started, you know, whatever. You need this, you need one of these, flush, 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 you know, flush, flush, flush. I flush my toilet, not my car. So we want to service those fluids definitely when it's called for. I don't know if you need a cooling system flush. We're going to base that off the mileage and when was it done last and what's the condition of the coolant. So what's the justification for needing these services? I don't think your spark plugs are due at 111,000 miles. They were either due at 105 or they're not due till 120 most likely. So again, do you know if you've had your spark plugs replaced ever, Keith?
I honestly do not. I have to go back and look at my records. I do keep records.
Yeah, see, good. So that's what I would encourage you to do. Thumb through those records and start to highlight some of the things that you've done before you give them the blanket, go ahead and do it. Fuel injection system cleaning, you're never going to see that in an owner's manual. There's no owner's manual that says clean your fuel injectors. We're starting to see where lately they're saying add fuel system cleaner because they're having problems. But even though it's not in the owner's manual, I will stand here and tell you it needs to be done on cars. But it should be done at appropriate mileages, and then the appropriate type of service needs to be done that matches your car as well. So fuel injection cleaning services and spark plugs would tend to go hand in hand. They're going to be a performance type of thing. However, did you say something? Oh, you said an oil pan leak, not a valve cover leak, right?
Yeah, it said remove and replace oil pan and or gasket, which is the most expensive thing on the list.
Yeah, and then are you seeing a drip in your driveway or any leaking fluids or anything like that?
No. I think they, you know, took a picture and, you know, it probably looked like something was leaking.
Right. Well, and then what you need to do is ask them on the severity level of a 1 through 5, What severity is this oil leak? I don't see it on the ground, so show it to me. And maybe they did with a picture, but then you have to start rate. You know, we rate those like a 1 through 5. A 5, it's leaving a drip on the ground, and it should be repaired. But I see coming out of the, some places, some shops, you might barely see a little bit of what I call sweat. There's enough of a leak to attract the dust and dirt, and it sticks to that oil, and they want to sell somebody a valve cover gasket, an oil pan gasket. Give me a break. That's something that we put on the ticket that we're going to monitor. It makes a big difference on price whether it's a four-cylinder or a six-cylinder on your, you know, on your tune-up, so to speak, or your spark plugs. So, again, it's hard to know what to tell you without knowing the history of the car and the actual condition. So just to, you know, kind of a quick recap, and this goes for everybody, not just you, Keith. Get your owner's manual out. That's a guide. Some people say it's the Bible. It is not the Bible. It is a good guide.
Right.
It's made
right.
for the most. It's made for the most. I don't know, conditions you might just find, average conditions.
General, yeah.
Yeah, general conditions. And Arizona is not one of those, one of those situations. But you need to look at the owner's manual and then compare that with what they're saying, compare that with your history, and see if it all makes sense. And then let them justify it. And if you're looking for a second opinion, maybe go to a bumper-to-bumper radio shop, and you can find them at bumpertobumperradio.com.